This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Sapna Khatri. Three University of Missouri football players, including a highly touted freshman athlete, were arrested late last night on charges of possession of marijuana. KBIA's Evan Townsend has the details.
Freshman wide receiver and former number one college football recruit Doriel Green Beckham was one of the players arrested, and the MU Athletic Department says he will be suspended from this weekend's game against Vanderbilt. Freshman linebacker Tori Boozer and receiver Levi Copeland were also arrested and will not play on Saturday. According to MU Police Chief Brian Weimer, officers on a routine patrol came across a vehicle in a parking lot south of the football stadium just before midnight Wednesday.
Through investigation, officers determined that the individuals were in possession of less than 35 grams of marijuana. They were arrested for that and released on summons that night.
MU Athletic Department spokesman Chad Moeller says freshman defensive lineman Harold Brantley and tight end Brandon Hollifield were also present but were not arrested. Moeller says that they will be suspended from this weekend's game. Evan Townsend, KBIA News.
The Jefferson City Council is considering a new noise ordinance. The city's current noise ordinance doesn't have a decibel level limit. However, the new noise ordinance would require all businesses to stay below 85 decibels between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m., which the city says is about as loud as a lawnmower from 5 feet away. After 10, businesses would have to stay below 80 decibels. The ordinance was proposed at Monday's City Council meeting and will be up for public hearing on October 15th. Following last night's debate between President Barack Obama and Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney, state and local party leaders are weighing on the candidate's goals in Missouri. Former Republican Senator Jim Talent says Missouri and its voters have been on Romney's radar during the campaign.
Governor Romney's never taken Missouri for granted and is not doing that now. He's been in the state, all told, I think a lot more often than the president. That's not a criticism of the president. I just think it shows the vigor of Governor Romney's campaign.
Boone County Democratic Chair Homer Page says even though the state of Missouri does not have swing state status, there is still grassroots work being done by Democrats.
There really probably won't be a lot of money spent in the media. But Obama supporters, Democrats across the state are working hard at the ground level, door to door.
President Obama and Governor Romney will focus on both foreign and domestic policy at the second presidential debate in New York on October 16th. Missouri Congressman Todd Akin has amended a decade's worth of federal financial reports to add nearly $130,000 in state pension income that he received over that time. The Associated Press is reporting that Akin's office provided them with a copy of the updated personal financial disclosure reports today after being asked why he had not listed his retirement benefits. Akin's office released a letter dated Tuesday to the House Ethics Committee in which the Republican congressman described the lack of information as an unintentional oversight. Akin receives a state pension because he previously served in the Missouri House. He's running this year against Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill. For KBIA News, I'm Sapna Khatri.